Blog Talk Radio.
Anointing breaks the yoke. Amen. I don't care what you're going through. I don't care what it looks like. Amen. Praise God. Outwardly, that anointing that you have will not only break it, but it will destroy it. You know, when the sons of God and Satan went before God, and God asked him what was he coming, in so many words, for? What was the reason why he was appearing before him? Because in all essence, Satan had lost his anointing. He had lost his opportunity. He had lost his relationship with God. And in order to have a relationship with God, you must have the anointing. Amen. Praise God. You must be anointed. Praise God. God is anointed. Amen. Praise God. And when Jesus came into the earth realm, one of the first things he did, he got baptized. Amen. Praise God. Then the Holy Spirit came upon him like a dove. I've had that experience. And he lit it upon him, and he rested upon him. He did an impartation. He did a transfer of the anointing that's in him that works out everything and destroys every yoke that Satan tries to put upon us. Amen. Praise God. So that Jesus could work freely in the earth realm. You remember he was born of a virgin. Amen. Praise God. Amen. And he was in flesh like, just like us. Amen. Praise God. A type of it. Amen. But he had to have the anointing in order to work. When Satan went to God concerning Job, he told God, he said, if you take the heads down, I could get to him, but if you don't take the heads down, I can't get to him. And see, the heads is the anointing that we got to have in the earth realm. See, the head sanctifies you, and it consecrates you for the work of the Lord, and it keeps you. And what is keeping is his soul, his heart, his mind. The anointing keeps that protected. Amen. Praise God. And the heart, amen, praise God, works for us to express what is needed. Amen. Praise God. And in it, Satan knew that if God would take the head down, amen, praise God, off of the heart, amen, praise God, the soulless realm, the mind area, amen, the inward man, then we wouldn't have no protection to God, amen, the inward man, amen. And so he would have accessibility to the flesh as well as the soul. Satan is after the anointing, amen, amen. And if he get God to agree or to work on that anointing, he can get to it any kind of way without God's agreement. One of the things that's going to happen is, amen, you will be yoked up by him. Remember Jesus said in his word, he said, my yoke is easy and my burdens are light. Well, Satan is opposite. His yokes are not easy, and the burden that he put on you will not only destroy you, but he'll destroy your whole household, because he don't work on just one person. Remember King Saul? You remember how when he disobeyed God, he lost that anointing, and the demons began to torment him. And the only way that he could find comfort was in the music that David played. And so when they went out to battle against the Philistines, amen, I know I'm preaching, because I got to tell you the truth today. When they went out to battle against the Philistines, Saul got killed, and Jonathan and the whole household of Saul's family, amen, almost was destroyed. And so because of this, amen, Saul had lost his anointing. Remember when, praise God, Samuel came and he anointed Saul to be king. And well, the anointing within itself is tangible, is transferable. Praise God, the oil represents the anointing. And back in the olden days, in the Old Testament, one of the things that happened was, amen, praise God, there were certain people assigned to obtain this anointing. Aaron was assigned to get this anointing. Amen, praise God, for the work of the priesthood. Amen, praise God. One of the first things is the anointing will be applied to you, the whole office, the whole positions. Amen, praise God. Amen, priesthood. Amen, praise God. And kings, they'll wear that anointing. Amen, ministers will wear that anointing. And that anointing, amen, allows you to have the authority and the leadership, amen, praise God, that you need in order to win the battles in order to control, in order to tear down strongholds. Well, that's also a part of the anointing that back in the olden days, amen, praise God, they didn't have medication, so they used the oil. And once they used the oil on the wound of an animal, that anointing would heal that wound. That anointing that we have, amen, when we are wounded in battle as God's children, one of the things that it does, it is a healing balm, amen, praise God. It's the balm of Gilead. It's a healing balm that goes in and heals us so that we can continue on. Without the anointing, without that head, you cannot continue on in the workings of the Lord. So Satan said, let me touch him. Let me touch Job. Pull the heads down. Pull that anointing away from it. And see, don't he curse you to your face. See, don't, amen, he turn his back on you. Amen, because you now know you really don't have a covering anymore. So God allowed Satan to touch Job. He touched and had his children killed. And one of the things that God told Satan, he said, whatever you do, don't get to the soul. A lot of people said the soul was the flesh, the body itself, the human person's body. Amen. And that's true in certain parts of the Bible. Amen. But the soul was, as far as Job was concerned and us was concerned, it's what the seat of the emotions are. It's what the thoughts, amen, the desires, the will, amen, praise God, the conscience, amen, praise God. And all of that lies, amen, praise God. Then you got, what, amen, in the mind itself, all of these things are evident, amen, because whatever the heart speaks or the mind speaks, that what will bring in the good or the bad. So Satan wanted us to think evil, so he had to get to the source. And today he's after the soul. He's after killing out God's people by forcing, amen, us to lose that anointing. Yes, we can lose it, amen, but the anointing is sent to destroy the yoke. Amen, praise God. God, amen, praise God, is so powerful, amen, that he didn't leave nothing out, amen, in the working, amen, praise God, of humans and what they needed in order to maintain their livelihood, in order to live. Adonai, our Lord and Savior, gave every Christian the anointing that sanctifies us from the enemy and destroys the yoke that Satan put on us so that we can win. Remember, the battle is not yours, it's the Lord. But you need that anointing to help you because it will destroy the yoke that Satan put on you. Yes, Christians can be yoked up with all kinds of sin, lust of the flesh, lust of the eye, pride of life, fornication, adultery, drug addicts. All of those are yokes that Satan put up on us in order to keep us, amen, praise God, out of the will of God, in order to stop us from being sanctified, amen, because sanctification is one of the important things of our relationship with God. Amen. The Holy Spirit anointing expressed the sanctifying influence on the Christians who now have become kings and priests of God's kingdom. The anointing lies upon the spirit and soul and heart. Amen, praise God, that which people say the heart is the mind is the heart. It is the head that Satan told God if he were to take the head off of Job, that Job would reject him. Why? Because he did not have the anointing that would protect him. Amen. So, amen, Satan would yoke him up and us up even today because if the anointing is gone, amen, that hedge is gone, we're not up under God's protection. So he's able to yoke us up. Amen. That's why we have to be so attentive to guard our spirits, amen, and keep that anointing, amen, intact by the will and the word of God and doing what he has appointed for us to do. Amen. Praise God. The righteousness was now exposed. Amen. When that anointing is down, amen, the righteousness is exposed. Amen. And had to be protected. Amen. It had to be protected from the yokes of the unrighteousness. Amen. Of Satan. Amen. Who Job came in and he killed out the children. He killed out the oxen. He killed out, amen, all the animals. And then he came back again to God and told God, let me touch him again. Amen. Praise God. God let him do it again. Took the heads down. And Job's integrity stood forth as much as he could stand forth. He questioned God. He argued back and forth with his friends. But that hedge of protection was gone, amen. And this time he had balls all over his body, sickness. And balls is really a plague. It's really a disease. And so Job could not protect himself. The only thing he did, amen, was to speak out of his heart what was going on and ask God to, in so many words, to put that hedge back up because it had been removed, and that anointing wasn't there anymore. Amen. It wasn't there to break the yoke. It wasn't there to destroy the yoke. So Job went on through a series, amen, of suffering because the anointing was gone. It was, amen, praise God, moved away, amen, praise God. And his wife even said, why don't you just curse God and die? Job told him, he said, you a foolish woman to even say something that like that. When you don't have that anointing, that enemy will force you into doing unrighteous things. Amen, because of the suffering of the heart, the physical as well as the spiritual body. Without this anointing on Job, Job will leave the righteousness of his heart open for attack. Amen, praise God. And he didn't actually do it, but God did it. Amen. But God told him, don't touch his soulish area, praise God. And the heart will be attacked by the unrighteous acts, Satan thoughts, amen, Satan actions, Satan attacks upon his body. So people call the heart the mind. They are both the same. Now the mind or the heart goes through challenges. That's where we get our challenges in. Amen. And the thought pattern, whatever is in that mind, whatever is in that heart, amen, is going to be challenged by Satan. Amen. Satan called this a mind game. That's what he called it. That's the conversation, that's the word that he used. Let me take and play with their minds and see if they'll serve you. Let me present myself before them and my way of unrighteous acts, evil things, and see if they will participate in my stuff and leave you alone. So he tries to do everything he can to play mind games. Joyce Meyer told you about the battle in the mind. T.D. Jakes wrote a book about the mind, amen, and the challenges of the mind and how you need to beat that. You need to beat those challenges, amen, praise God, because, amen, once Satan sees who you are, he's going to ask God to take the hedge down, that anointing away from you for a season. Amen, praise God. Even Jesus was challenged for a season. Amen, praise God. Amen, as he went on a 40-day fast. Amen, praise God. He didn't have that yoke upon him at that time. He didn't have the anointing, the yoking of Jesus, Christ himself in that essence, but he was led by the Spirit. Amen, praise God. And the Spirit stood a distance away from him to watch and see what Jesus' heart would do. And Jesus has always come up with telling Satan, don't tempt God. It's written, thou shalt worship the Lord thy God, and him only shall I serve. Amen. Praise God. Jesus always came back with his heart pure to speak the thoughts of God. That's why God said, my thoughts are not your thoughts, and my ways are not your ways. our hearts are wicked. Amen. Praise God. And they need to be cleaned up. Jesus, amen, understood that. And he stood up, amen, for righteousness. David said, create in me a clean heart and renew a right spirit in me. Those thoughts, amen, that come out from the heart, amen, will be challenged by Satan, and he'll put evil thoughts, and it's up to you to keep that anointing flowing in your life. Amen. Praise God. So that when Satan comes, you can always resist him. The Bible says if you resist him, he will flee. Job was now introduced to unrighteousness, to righteousness. Amen. Praise God. Amen. And the unrighteousness is not familiar with unrighteousness. Amen. Although the righteousness is there, it's not familiar with unrighteousness. Job did not understand this new thing that had come upon him that was always telling him, you need to do this and you need to do that. And his friends, his three friends or four friends, did not, amen, do anything any good to him in essence to tell him the right things. That's why when God finally, amen, told Satan that was enough, stop, amen, and he built a head back up around, amen, Job, he told, amen, praise God, his friends, amen, one of the things you have to do, you're going to have to go to Job, because Job is the one that's going to have to pray for you, amen, because you have spoken the wrong words out of your heart. The thoughts of God was not like the thoughts of man, amen. So they did, and Job, amen, prayed for them, and they were set free. Amen. The unrighteous thoughts, it will either cause you to be afraid or cause you to walk in deception. Amen. And in the fear, you will always lose the battle because, amen, the enemy will yoke you then, and you will begin to do things out of the flesh mind. Amen. The flesh heart. Amen. Praise God. That will cause you to always fall. But Job kept his integrity. Amen. He kept his integrity. And when the anointing was back upon him, the blessings came. When you have an anointing upon you, it releases you to receive from God because you are a seed of his. Amen. The righteousness of God, amen, praise God, always is planted in the heart to produce a harvest. Amen. Job kept his integrity. And the faith that we now have, amen, obtained along with, amen, like Job did, when we become born again, the seed of God through his righteousness, amen, praise God, that anointing comes because it will take and now protect us from the yokes that Satan had done to us years ago, amen, before salvation came in. Satan is the thief that come not but for to steal, kill, and destroy. And he believes, amen, praise God, in the Lord. This is what Genesis 15 said, 15 verse 6 says about Job. Amen. Abraham, praise God. And he said, and he believed in the Lord, and he was accounted it for his righteousness. Amen. When you believe in God and you accept God as your Lord and Savior, that hedge will come up, that anointing will be there. Amen. Praise God, just like it was with Abraham. In Romans 4, it said, what shall we say then, that Abraham, our father, as pertaining to the flesh, had found? If Abraham was justified by works, he, amen, praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Let me see. Let me get back up here to the page. Amen. He had a wherefore to glory, but not before God. Amen. Praise God. Abraham, if he wouldn't have, praise God, been justified by God, who would he glory in? He wouldn't have been in God. So he was accounted, amen, as a man of righteousness, what said the scripture? Abraham believed God. The belief had to be there. And it was counted unto him for righteousness. Not to him that worketh in the reward, not reckon of grace, but of death. Amen. Praise God. Amen. This thing was worked out. Amen. Praise God. And God's grace. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Thank you, Jesus, concerning Abraham. Amen. And that hedge, that righteousness. Amen. Praise God. But believe it on him that justified the ungodly, his faith is counted for righteousness. Amen. When we are in God, amen, our faith is counted for righteousness, and that hedge is built up around us. Amen. Even as David also described the blessedness of the man unto whom God imputed righteousness without works. This ain't of works, amen. We don't have to work for righteousness. All that belong to God, amen, will receive that anointing that now is tangible, that now work it for our good, amen, and can be transferred to us by Jesus Christ, amen, and coming into the earth realm in the Holy Spirit. Now we have that same anointing that God have, amen. Praise God. Saying, blessed are they whose iniquities are forgiven and whose sins are covered. Amen. Blessed is the man that, praise God. Let me get back up to this page. That whom the Lord will not impute sin. Praise God. When we are born again, praise God, of Christ. Amen. We don't have to worry about, amen, praise God, us being a sinner. We amen, Jesus took away our sin. Amen. That anointing, amen, is tangible. It can be transferred. Amen, praise God. In the olden days, only a few people had it. But now, we as the body of Christ, amen, have that same anointing, amen, that Jesus, praise God. Amen. I got my grandbaby with me. He done woke up. Amen. Praise God. That Jesus had, that was transferred to us, amen, by the Holy Spirit. Amen. Praise God. So because of this, amen, we are able to, amen, survive the attacks of the enemy. I don't care what he try to do, how he try to do it. Amen. He will never win. Praise God. So, as we look at, amen, what God is doing, amen, and what he's about to do, praise God, I bless God, and we are going to stand in his grace. Amen. Have a wonderful day, and I will finish the anointing on tomorrow. God bless you. Bye-bye.